we present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Andre Merry in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed, and hello and welcome to the first in this new series of Just a Minute. The contestants in the game are going to try and speak for just a minute on some unlikely subject that I will give them, and they will try and do this without hesitating, without repeating themselves, and without deviating from the subject in any way. In other words, no hesitation, no repetition, and no deviation. If one of the others thinks they are guilty of one of these crimes, they will press the buzzer in front of them, and if I uphold their challenge, I will award them a point, and they will take over the subject for the remaining seconds. And if I don't, then the person speaking then gains the point and carries on with the subject. Derek Nimmo, would you begin the first? And here is the subject to begin this new series. What to reply to, how do you do? Will you try and speak on that subject for just a minute, starting now?
I'd like to speak, if I may, for just a minute, on what to reply to when someone says, how do you do? But as a matter of fact, I always say, I'm very well, frightfully fit in splendid condition, as a matter of fact. And I always then say, ha, 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 how are you? As well. Which is rather interesting thing to see. Sometimes, mind you, when I'm in Scotland, I don't. Now, that's interesting. You see, if I'm in Scotland and someone says, how do you do? I say, I yer glikit goddle ye. Which tends to surprise people, even if they don't know what it means. Nor do I, of course, really. Now, if I'm in Spain, I say, muy bien, ¿y usted? And that tends to surprise...
Andre Melly, you pressed your buzzer. Why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
Hesitation when?
In Spain.
Ah, I don't think he did hesitate in Spain.
After he said how did
he? No. He didn't hesitate in Spain, so Derek Nimmo therefore gains a point, as I don't uphold Andre's challenge. He continues with the subject with 27 seconds left, starting now.
Well, thank you very much for letting me continue with the subject of how to reply to how do you do. I think it's terribly sporting of you, really. Now, I was going down the Strand just 3 moments ago when somebody came silently behind me and said, how do you do? And I thought...
Kenneth Williams, why do you check?
Deviation. How could they come up silently and say, how do you do?
A very clever challenge. You see how clever they've got at the game. Kenneth Williams, I award you a point. You have 13 and a half seconds left for the subject of what to reply to how do you do, starting now.
I always say, I'm fine, thank you, which is...
Andre Melly, you've challenged. Why?
Repetition, because he says he always says it.
Yes, but you see, he hasn't actually repeated himself in this particular round of Just a Minute. What I think might be fair there, and I hope the audience will agree, is to award you a point for cleverness.
Yes, she is clever. I admit that.
But you, Kenneth, continue with the subject with 9 seconds left for what to reply to how do you do starting now.
Which is ridiculous because I really should not say that at all. I should say absolutely terrible because that is how I feel most of the time. This is the...
I must explain one small rule to anybody who may not have heard the show before. Whoever is speaking when the whistle is blown gains an extra point. In this case, it was Kenneth Williams,
yes. Who
at the end of that first round...
I'm in the lead.
Yes.
Yes.
Kenneth has a commanding lead of 2 over Clement Freud, who is yet to speak. Clement Freud, you've challenged. Why?
I was going to speak.
Clement, I've noticed, usually comes from behind like a dark horse and often takes the lead at the end. Andre Melly, will you begin the second round? The subject is on being a bridesmaid. Will you speak for just a minute on that subject, starting now?
There are certain rules and rituals about being a bridesmaid. The most important thing to know is that you must never look prettier than the bride, because it's her day. And if you happen to be more glamorous, she happens to choose the clothes that you're going to wear, so you may find yourself in a rather hideous shade of pink with something very nasty on your head. You get given a present by the bridegroom, and if you go in for being bridesmaid very often, you might collect a whole lot of powder compacts, and if you're a child, a collection of seedless... Ooh, what's called?
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
Yeah, hesitation, indeed, yes. You don't need to hesitate about it, but it's quite definite. Derek Nimmo, you have the subject now. There are 28 seconds left. Will you try and talk for the next 28 seconds on being a bridesmaid, starting now?
I would like to speak on being a bridesmaid. I, too, always try not to look prettier than the bride. This, of course, as you will imagine, I find to be rather difficult. I tend to wear the paler shades of blue, perhaps in organdy or in slipper satin. And then I also wear rather lovely bouquets, usually of rosebuds. And there's little tiny rosebuds in pink or white, all strewn together, and a similar little grouping on my hands. And I do find, as the other one...
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was a definite hesitation, and there are only 2 seconds left for you to talk about being a bridesmaid, starting now.
I have very little difficulty.
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged. No, just a minute, Derek Nimmo, challenge, why?
Well, deviation, he hasn't spoken about a bridesmaid yet. And if he's only got 2 seconds, he won't have time.
Derek, I think you're being very clever to try and get in with 1 second. Again, an extra bonus point, but I must not uphold your challenge. Clement Freud has another point. He has 2 seconds left for being a bridesmaid, starting now.
Oh, to be a bridesmaid now. But...
The actual buzzer went before the whistle, and it was André Melly who challenged. Why do you challenge, André?
Because it's a deviation. He's married, so it'd have to be a maid of honour.
You are being very clever. The subject is on being a bridesmaid. If you had had him for repeating the word bridesmaid, I would have...
Is it owed to be a bridesmaid?
No, no, no. I'm afraid all that's happened is Clement Freud has another point. So Clement Freud has taken lead at the end of that round, and he has only 1 point in front of the others. But Clement, will you begin the next round? And the subject is things I would abolish. And you begin now.
The things that I would abolish above all else are house names. Many is the time that I've gone down a street to look for more repos, or even somebody else's repos, and been utterly unable to find it. The nice thing about an organized and orderly society is that you can go into a street and know that somebody lives at number 52. Goodness knows, house numbers are pretty... Sorry.
André Melly, you challenge. What?
Hesitation.
Hesitation, indeed. André, will you take up the subject with 33 seconds left? Things I would abolish, starting now.
The first thing I would abolish is Clement...
Clement Freud has started to challenge you.
It's the plural.
She said things. The first thing.
Yes, it's things.
Yes,
it's
but the first thing... Yes, well, she said the first thing, so that's the first of many things that she would abolish. So,
always on earth, honey. No.
André Melly, you have another point. You have 31 seconds for things I would abolish, starting now.
Is Clement Freud's right thumb, which is so fast on his particular buzzer that he gets all the points before I can get my hand on mine at all?
Clement Freud, your challenge.
A hesitation, a definite hesitation.
No, she didn't hesitate. André, you have 23 seconds left.
We're leaving.
Kenneth Williams and Clement Freud would like to leave. I'm afraid you cannot be excused now. You should have done it before you came on the programme. André Melly has a point. She has 23 seconds left for things I would abolish, starting now.
The second thing is the subjects that Clement Freud has. Is there particularly difficult to
Clement Freud,
talk
you challenge. Why?
Repetition of Clement Freud.
Yes, indeed. And we don't want too much repetition of Clement Freud. So he... He gains a point on his own name, and he has 19 seconds left for the subject, starting now.
Head transplants and all other transplants I would also abolish because...
Derek Nimmo, why do you...
Repetition of transplants.
Head transplants. Yes, all other transplants. That is a repetition. Derek Nimmo, you have the subject. 14 seconds, things I would abolish, starting now.
I would like to abolish pylons that one sees striding across the countryside in tremendous ugliness. They would be relegated underground.
Kenneth Williams, your challenge.
There's deviation. Pylons cannot stride.
You are keeping very silent, Kenneth, and coming up with these gems of wisdom thought.
Yes.
And so you gained yourself a point with 7 seconds for things I would abolish, starting now.
I would abolish all the iron grills. I don't like iron grills, and it suggests that we're
all locked in. You've challenged why.
Two iron grills.
Too many iron grills, yes. In spite of all of them want to be abolished. Right, 3 seconds for you, Clement, on the subject, starting now.
Lady hockey players would be high...
Oh, he's won the game.
As Clement Freud was speaking, as the whistle went, he gains yet another point, which gives him a small lead over André Melly, and Derek Nimmo and Kenneth Williams are trailing just behind. Kenneth Williams, it is your turn to begin. would you like to speak on who I would most like to be other than myself? Have a little think about it. Your face has taken on a very strange hue. Anyway, would you talk on that subject starting now?
It's a peculiarly difficult subject for me to grapple with because as I am in all senses the things I like being, it's an almost impossible thing because it presupposes there is something somewhere better than I am.
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Well, he's just talking about himself, isn't he, Ray?
You give people a chance to get underway. I wasn't even underway.
I don't know what you want under your way, really, Kenneth. What sense do you think it was devious? Would you be a bit more explicit, Derek?
Well, because he was talking about himself rather than things that he would rather be than himself.
Yes, I quite agree. So, Derek Nimmo, I award you a point. 45 seconds left for the subject, starting now.
Cyril Smith is a very fine fellow who lives in 14 North Street, Wigan. I've always wanted to be Cyril Smith rather than myself.
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
To Cyril Smith, repetition.
Yes, indeed, there were. So, in losing the subject, Kenneth, you'll very soon get it back with another point. So, you have 36 seconds left for who I would most like to be other than myself, starting now.
Well, I suppose one of the people I would like to have been would have been Nerva, because when that man found all the gold under his house, he went to Nerva and he said to him, what shall I do with
Clement
all
Freud,
the...
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Two Nervas.
Yes, there were two Nervas, I'm afraid, well, Kenneth.
Are you really? Two Nervas, because I'm nervous. That was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was a marvellous...
Well, you can keep that sort of brilliance to yourself, I think. But I think you were really underway that time, weren't you, Kenneth?
Yeah.
33 seconds left for Clement Freud on this subject, starting now.
I'm not at all proud, and I would like to be an awful lot of people, like John Smith, Henry Jones, William Rush.
Andre Melly, why do you challenge?
A deviation, because the subject was the person.
The subject is who I would most like to be.
Well, that's
singular.
Singular.
No.
Yes, but he could have a number of people he would like to be. It's a very difficult... I know, I can't decide on this one. I'm going to put it to the audience, a lovely-looking audience.
They always boo.
Well, see, some of them blow raspberries sometimes, which is very embarrassing. We could all spray up here. The... ladies and gentlemen of our audience, if you agree with Andre Melle's challenge, will you please cheer? If you disagree with her challenge, will you please boo? And will you please all do it together now?
Boo!
I decide the boos have it. So, Clement Freud has a point, and he's gained a point. He has 21 seconds left for who I would most like to be other than myself, starting now.
The editor of the Daily Telegraph is a man I would very much like to be because his job is secure and he takes on people and sacks them and sends me letters saying, my dear Clement Freud, which he writes in blue pencil.
Andre Melly, why do you challenge?
Deviation. He's talking about letters he's writing and instead of the person.
No, I think he's still on the subject of the who. I think that's a very good try, but no. Clement Freud has another point. He has 7 seconds left for the subject, starting now.
He is also handsome to a fault, generous to the point where I don't have to send in expenses but just get large checks.
Well, Clement Freud's person that he would most like to be gave him a very definite lead. In fact, he's almost twice as many points as the other three, who are all equal in second place. Derek Nimmo, try and redress the balance as you begin the next round. And here is the subject. The perfect friend, starting now.
Well, you know, everybody should have a chum. I do think that's terribly important in this lonely age in which we live today. I mean, it's no good all this wandering lonely as a cloud amongst hosts of golden daffodils. You need a friend. And who would I rather have more than anybody else in the whole wide world as my very own personal friend, Kenneth Williams? He seems to me... He, like the manager of the Daily Telegraph, is handsome to a fault. He is generous, kind, extremely gay, funny, and amusing. He's always the life and soul of every party. Every time you see him, you're sort of filled with admiration of that scintillating personality. He is the person, ladies and gentlemen, who I would like to have as my comrade through life. I would like to be able to clasp him to my bosom every Sunday morning at 4:30. I would take him bunches of daffodils and tulips. I would take him raspberries and macaroni and spaghetti and all sorts of something.
Andre Mellon's challenger.
I didn't really want to stop you, Derek. I was enjoying it.
So was
much.
I. I was terribly carried away. Very emotional
you see,
moment
he's a
for
frustrated,
me.
Dramatic actor, really. But Andre Merritt challenged. Why do you challenge, Andre?
Because I caught another daffodils and we'd had the ones...
Utter nonsense. We all loved it so
course
much. We're
we
going
did.
Straight
yeah.
back to Derek.
Yeah. Did it
you can keep your daffodils and
make it up we'll... to a bunch.
Make it up to a bunch, says Clement Freud. And 7 minutes for Derek to...
Minutes?
It shows you how much I was enjoying it. We could have gone on. The audience only want another 7 seconds of Derek Nimmo. For the perfect friend, please begin now.
How nice to be able to go down to Margate on a Whit Monday with this fellow, roll up one's trousers and paddle into the deep blue sea, stride along the pebbles and buy candy floss, put on little straw hats with kissy kicks.
We award a point to Derek Nimmo for getting the subject back. We award him a point for speaking when the whistle went and one bunch of daffodils for a marvellous performance. And so we go on to the next subject. And Andre Melly, it is your turn. And keeping the theme going, the next subject is the perfect idiot. Would you try and speak on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
The perfect idiot is my dearly loved husband, who pretends to be absolutely moronic about anything practical or mechanical. This means that I have to fix all the fuses and change the wheels on the motor cars, but on the other hand, he, while I'm doing this...
Derek Nimmo, your challenge, why?
Boasting, saying she's got motor cars.
You get a nice laugh, a nice round of applause, but all that happens is Andre gets another point, because it's not one of the rules of the game. Andre, you have 43 seconds for the perfect idiot starting now.
And while I'm doing this, he tells me what a wonderful, clever, practical, genius wife he's got, which is very nice for any woman. He finds it difficult to even open a tin of marmalade, and when...
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged.
Hesitation,
yes. You have a point, and you have 30 seconds left for the subject of the perfect idiot starting now.
In my opinion, the perfect idiot is Kenneth Williams. Nothing can I imagine more than rushing round the northern coast of Scotland.
Just a minute, before you start, before you get going again, Clement Freud challenged you right on the start. Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Deviation.
Why?
It's already been established that Kenneth Williams...
Clement, you see, the thing is, to be utterly fair within the game, your perfect friend could also be a perfect idiot.
Have you heard idiotic friends, haven't you?
The word
oh, my
perfect.
Idiotic friends, you say.
Just a moment, Derek. No, what were right. you saying, Clement?
I was going to say the word perfect precludes messing about with...
No, you can. I still think, to be quite fair, you can be the perfect idiot and the perfect friend, and Derek Nimmo, I therefore decide, has another point, and he has 26 seconds left for the perfect idiot, starting now.
And out there with this idiotic fellow, I stride with my gun at the ready, and the grouse laugh, they hoot with laughter when they see him, because, you see, he is such an extraordinarily funny fellow. And...
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
Well, you don't see grouse hooting.
You don't see them laughing either, do you?
No, that's what I mean.
Yes. So, Kenneth Williams, the perfect idiot. I'm sorry, no, I didn't. The perfect subject. Kenneth, will you take it up, the perfect idiot, with 17 seconds left, starting now.
Well, this is a very curious title indeed, because perfection implies something, and of course idiot implies something quite other. But however, if we're to take the thing at its face value, I would say the perfect idiot is generally represented by bigotry. Bigotry represents to me the most idiotic...
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
A double bigotry.
Yes, I'm afraid there was. We were getting very interested in this intense discussion on the perfect idiot. But Clement Freud has another point. He has 8 seconds left for the perfect idiot starting now.
The perfect idiot is one who has achieved perfection in lunacy, therefore a man of great talent.
Until Clement Freud gained those last 2 points, Derek Nimmo, with his perfect performance, had crept up into equal place. He's now a little behind Clement, who's still in the lead, and Andre and Kenneth are still equal in third place. Derek Nimmo, will you begin the next round? My school days. 60 seconds, don't write it down, or if you want to, you should have done it by now, starting now.
My school days were a long, long, long...
You challenged.
Repetition.
Yes, repetition. It was June. Wasn't fair, was it? All right, Clement Freud, you have another point. 55 seconds for my school day starting now.
My school days finished quite recently. They were the most happy days of my life. And I went to a succession of schools, all of which...
Andre Melly, why'd you try?
Repetition, because there was succession.
A succession of schools. Andre Melly, you have a point, and you have 48 seconds for my school day starting now.
Mine began when I was 3, and I went to a kindergarten school called Camelot. There were 4 houses, and I belonged to Tristram, which I didn't understand what that meant at all. My greatest enemy was a girl called Ruth Roberts, who used to pull my hair. And we sat at those small desks, which 2 people sit at the same time, and they have little squares where you had to put the alphabet. And if someone doesn't challenge me, so look at that!
Derek Nimmo is challenged...
Gallantly.
A gallant.
A gallant challenge.
A gallant
on
challenge.
On the grounds that she packed up.
She packed up. All right, Derek, you have a point. You have 27 seconds left for my school days, starting now.
My school days were singularly happy. I remember my school motto was ex hoc metallo virtutum, which means out of this quarry comes virtue. And if you look at me, you will be able to see that I lived up to the motto.
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
Hesitation. Clement, there are 15 seconds for my school day starting now.
On my cap, we had a badge which said Hinc in Altior.
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
No, he's talking about his sartorial attire, not his school days.
Oh, but I think your sartorial attire is so much part of your school days, it's inseparable. I definitely uphold, I'm not agate with your challenge.
We actually went to the same school. No, no.
Yes, yes. They don't realise that they both went to the same school.
They're none the wiser.
There's a tremendous Parsons did.
There's a tremendous gasp or pause or shock in the audience. We're trying to get across to you that Clement Freud and Nicholas Parsons went to the same school.
No, I never.
That's why Clement Freud.
That's why he always wins.
That's why he always wins, because Nicholas Parsons is frightened of him.
And we hated each other. So there we are. It was St. Paul's School, in case you're thinking of sending your children there, or keeping them away, as the case may be. And there are 11 seconds left for my school days, Clement Freud, starting now.
And this meant from here to higher things, which was the singularly apposite thing.
Derek Nimmer, you've challenged.
Hesitate. I mean, deviation, just mumbling. He's just mumbling away. He's not talking about his
I will give you a hesitation.
Anything.
Don't try.
On to
if you press
things.
Your point too hard, you might lose it.
No.
There are five seconds left for my school days, Derek, starting now.
Miss Lane was my first mistress. What a lovely lady.
Clement Freud got his challenge in first. What was it?
Corruption.
I think it
or
was
deviation. I mean, loosely under the heading of deviation.
I think we're all in. I think he said the challenge should be envy. We all went to the wrong school.
And Clement... also the chance of repetition.
Don't make it any more involved. You'll have it for deviation in a minute. All right, 3 seconds left for my school days. Clement Freud, starting now.
My favourite master was the one who taught cricket and rounders.
That, unfortunately, is all we have time for in this particular round of Just a Minute. And Clement Freud, with his school days and with his other clever challenges, has just managed to be the winner.
Bravo, Clement!
The cheers came from Kenneth Williams, which makes one wonder if the engagement is still on. And in second place, undoubtedly just a few points behind, was Derek Nimmo. A few points behind him, Kenneth Williams, and a few points behind, Andre Melly. In that order, thank you very much for listening to this particular edition of Just a Minute. Goodbye from us all here. Goodbye. Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.